Radio. News, opinion, and a little irreverence from both sides of the 49th parallel. This is Americanuck Radio with Mike Phillip.
Hey, hey, everybody. It's Rock Friday on Americanuck Radio. Mojo 50 WBN 324. And I have something particularly sweet for you all today. Or I should say, y'all. We got Chet! Chet in Alabama! Chet! How are things going down in Mobile?
Yahooty!
I'm sorry.
I like Mike's last name so much. I just had to belt it out there. Things are great down here in the L.A. area.
Lower Alabama. Right. Around here we call that Leduc, Alberta. Chet, I just got a text message from my cellular provider, and it said, "Hey, member," and I was like, "Would you just call me? Like, is this some kind of, because they've always got this British chick on, and I know that their meaning of the word fag is different than ours. And so, like, they just called me a member. How would you take that?
That's pretty presumptuous, is it not?
Well, what did you think I meant? We've got a great Rock Friday for you today. We've got loads of twofers, loads of requests all the way from Texas to Ontario to Nebraska to all points in between. Rock Friday. And you know, this has turned into kind of an institution on Americanuck Radio. And actually, this is how we met, Chet. You were on the beach at Pensacola with your beautiful wife, and Rock Friday came on. You were a regular listener to Mojo. And you were like, "What is this?" Am I correct?
Yes, you're absolutely correct. And the tunes you were spinning that day were just knocking it out of the park, and it has been doing so ever since. Lena and I had such a great time that day, just listening to great tunes. The weather couldn't have been more fantastic. It was just a perfect day.
That's awesome. You know what we should do? We should take our first twofer and go back to Vietnam. You want to go back to NAM?
Let's do it.
It's been Allison Chains.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's been a while since I was in NAM.
I hear it's changed a lot.
I heard that too, yeah, but I still wouldn't recommend it. Really good noodles from what I hear. Stay out of the, Allison Chains, too, for the Rooster and Wood. Would you? Would you, Chetwood?
Thank you.
lot of people are facing some big decisions these days. A lot of people don't want to take this this abomination that they're calling a vaccine. Other people don't care. Some are taking it because they're a bunch of skeerdy skeerds. Other ones are taking it just because they want to. I just want to fly to Mexico again, or I just want to go to the shopping mall or a hockey game so I can watch the players kneel for the national anthem. Chat, you recently had to face a decision like this. Can you talk about that a little bit for everybody?
Yeah, Mike, sure. I knew it was going to be coming down the road. It was just a matter of if, not when. And it actually happened a little bit faster than I anticipated, faced with that decision. But it wasn't the sole reason, but it was a catalyst.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I had to go ahead and move on. Somebody that I really respect, when they retired from the Coast Guard, I remember him saying, you know, when something you love changes so much you no longer recognize it, it's time to move on.
Right.
It was time to move on.
It was time to move on, yeah. You know what they're doing in Canada here? So we have this thing called EI, okay? EI stands for employment insurance. And so what happens is you have no choice, right? When you work for somebody else, they have to automatically deduct EI payments off of your monthly paycheck, you know, along with your pension, your Canada pension, your taxes, things like that. So now we have this employment minister, Carla Quattro, no relation to Susie, I'm pretty sure. She made a statement when she was talking to, and they look like a couple of Karens, this power and politics host on the CBC, the Canadian Broadcast Corporation. But this is what they are discussing doing to people that have paid into EI all their lives if they decide that they do not want to take the vaccination. Give this a listen, Chet. It's not good.
Employers in a wide range of sectors are starting to lay off employees for refusing to get vaccinated. Will individuals who lose a job for refusing to get vaccinated qualify for employment insurance?
They paid all their life.
That's a very important question, and we're looking into it. My current thinking on it is that's a choice, and you know, of course, not counting medical exemptions or valid reasons for not having the vaccination. But if you choose to leave your job for that reason, my current thinking and the current advice I'm getting is you won't qualify for EI.
So right now, it's not necessarily the employer is choosing. They're choosing not to get vaccinated, and we're not talking about medical reasons. That is not what I'm asking about. It's someone who says,
how do you know what their reasons
are? I want to get vaccinated, even if I'm going to lose my job, that the employer terminates that person's positions. From your perspective right now, you're looking at making sure, no, that individual does not qualify for EI.
Right. That's exactly what I'm saying. Sorry, I just wanted to make sure I understood your question. Absolutely. So it's a condition of employment that hasn't been met, and the employer choosing to terminate someone for that reason would make that person ineligible for EI.
And I know you said that you're looking at it right now. Is there any sort of timeline as to when that will be sort of specifically hammered out and be policy?
Partially because we're still technically in the caretaker convention and there hasn't been a new cabinet appointed, Katie. We don't want to make public policy firm decisions that will bind the next, you know, cabinet. But I can tell you that's the advice I'm getting, and that will be the advice I move forward with. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see what the Prime Minister does next Tuesday with his cabinet.
And so once cabinet is picked, this is something that you will have to deal with.
Absolutely.
That will be dealt with then.
So many things to say about that. You're forced to pay EI your whole life, employment insurance in case for whatever reason you get laid off from your job. And it is a thing where they're laying people off or refusing to get vaccinated. You're forced to pay it. They turn around and say that, you're not refusing the jab for medical reasons. I would say that people are, and who are you to decide? Number two, this chick looks like she's under 30. And so a lot of people that have been paying into the EI fund since before she was born, I love what she said there. That this is my thinking right now. Well, you might as well have just said, this is what we're going to do. lot of people being pushed into a corner right now, Chet. What are you? I mean, this is Canada, okay? So Americans kind of expect a certain amount of this from Canada. What's the situation in Alabama and surrounding states? We know what's going on in Florida. Big fan. I'll leave it over to you.
Yeah, it's really a case by case from state to state down here.
Right.
But it's just the whole thing seems ludicrous and crazy off the bat simply because we're dealing with something that has a recovery rate of 99% or better, depending on your age demographic. And why this huge push and why are you penalizing people who exercise their sovereignty itself that don't want to take the vaccine or the jab or whatever? I mean, how can you possibly justify forcing people to do this?
They're pushing people into a corner.
And then you're taking people's money out of people's pockets to boot, and then some are even saying, well, you know, if you don't, you can continue to work without the vaccine, but you know, there's going to be an added deduction from your paycheck every week, you know, or something like that.
I'm hearing that from people too, where I can choose not to take the vaccine, but I have to go and get tested once a week for like $120.
Yeah, the whole thing's insane, Mike.
It is. Chet, have you ever been in a position where you had to do something kind of harsh, but it was the best thing for somebody?
Yes. I'd say that knowing that I have, but right now I can't recall what that time was or what the situation was, but I know I've done it.
Sometimes it's you can't be nice to somebody. Kind of like when somebody's drowning, you have to knock them out. Otherwise, they'll take you both down. Sometimes you got to be cruel to be kind.
Just going to say that.
Nick Lowe, Cruel to Be Kind on American Talk Radio's Rock Friday. Stick around.
You gotta
So I've got a situation coming up right away here that is going to be difficult for me, Chet. My brother is moving his family to Tennessee. I've mentioned it on the show before, and I'm really proud of him for doing what's best for his family. And not only that, but this is such a difficult time to take on an endeavor like that. But all the doors are being opened. It looks like it's going to happen. The worst part of it, though, is not being around my little niece, Freya. That actually, but you know what? As long as she's safe, I'm cool with it. Now, you guys are a lot closer to Tennessee than we are. And so Garrett has never, ever been to the South. He's never been to Alabama. He's never been to Tennessee. I'm guessing he's probably listening right now. So just let him know what kind of awesome things that you could show him around your area of the South there.
Oh, gosh, there's so much. I don't even know where to begin, to be honest with you. I would start with the food, to be honest.
The food?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big seafood fan. I don't know if he likes seafood or not, but between the seafood and just the scenery, you have your choice of either beaches or you can go hiking in the trails, foothills of the Smoky Mountains, you know.
I love the Smoky Mountains.
Yeah, or not Smokies, but yeah, Smoky Mountains.
Those are
Appalachian Trail. Yeah, well, that's a little further west, but yeah. Right up through Tennessee, the foothills of the Appalachian Trail, things like that, and all the way down. And then if you want to live a little dangerously, there's New Orleans, 2 hours to the west of here.
Why is that dangerous?
Have you ever been there?
All the French people or what? Little Quebec.
Well, they have their own thing going on down there over there, so. But it's a wonderful visit. You know, you get a weekend and you just immerse yourself in their particular brand of festivities and you come back with a lot of great stories and probably a week's worth of showering.
Okay, that's great.
Kidding. I love Louisiana.
I would like to check out Baton Rouge and you know, like just the historical aspect and the architecture is probably completely different than what we're used to around here. And I live probably in the most French speaking town in Alberta, which is really weird. So like I'll go to the grocery store and I'll hear people speaking French to each other. But listen to this. This is really cool. We've got a long block coming up. We're going to start off with John Denver, Bring Me Home Country Road, which my little niece Freya absolutely loves. And we're going to have her bringing in that song. I was on the phone with her this morning, and she just broke. And she's only 3 years old, but she was singing Take Me Home Country Road by John Denver. And I have a picture of her. Pretending to play it on the guitar. And Chet, you know what? I am so glad that my brother has got her listening to stuff like that as opposed to some slutty, satanic Lady Gaga crap or something like that. You know what I mean? And especially moving to the South, you know, it's really fitting. And so the other thing is, too, we've got our commercial block coming up for our sponsors of Mojo 5.0 and WBN 324. Then a request from Carla in Nebraska, Trashy Women. And you're really funny, Carla. I said on the show yesterday, send me a request. We're still taking them. And nothing too trashy. So she sends me Trashy Women. And then we've got a request for Eddie Rabbit, Driving My Life Away. So we're going to go into this. And listen to this, you guys. This is my little beautiful niece, Freya, bringing in Country Road by John Denver. And frankly, Chet, I think that she sings it better, but that's just me. I may be a little bit biased. So, Freya, take us into this nonstop block here.
Country Road, take me home to the place I'll be on. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home.
I love you, sweetie.
Country roads.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home.
Discovered in a small subsection of the Green New Deal, the United States Air Force is moving away from conventional explosive ordnance.
Being considered to replace these terrible weapons are more ecologically friendly weapons, such as cat coolers, to be used like anvils in a Wile E. Coyote cartoon.
Recently declassified audio from deep inside Cheyenne Mountain.
Genadil, come quick. The Chinese have taken over the island beachhead. What should we do?
Release the cat coolers!
The first cat cooler dropped activated a volcano on impact. The cooler still has ice in it and was used as a life raft by 26 island refugees.
China has signaled their unconditional surrender, and it is anticipated that the cat cooler will never again be used in such a destructive way.
What? China surrendered, G.I. Joe! No more drop a cat cooler!
No coolers were harmed in the making of this ad, but the island is a total loss. Cat coolers does not recommend dropping coolers from planes, but the video is really cool, and it's still illegal to smuggle a cat.
Catcoolers.com. Catcoolers.com.
G'day mates, Tech Roo here on location in Australia in search of a rare and elusive wild hare. Most think you'll find him when the sun don't shine, but we will find him right here in this primitive Aboriginal outback. I would never consider an excursion like this without my Patriot Supply survivor gear in my pouch. No, not that pouch. I don't have a pouch. In my backpack. Besides the four-week emergency food supply kit that's back at home from preparewithmojo50.com, I've got an emergency blanket, my one-size-fits-all poncho, my snake bite kit, and my Alexa Pure Survival Spring Straw. Crikey! There's the wall here now. Ain't he a beaut?
What's up, Dad?
Find some great deals at preparewithmojo50.com.
December 16th, 1773. And now, what really happened at the Boston Tea Party?
What are they doing?
They're throwing all the king's tea and coffee in the harbor to protest taxation without representation.
Do you think we should stop them? I really like my car.
Come on, it's not American Pride Roasters.
Yeah. That would be a trebuchet mockery.
American Pride Roasters, the choice coffee of real American patrons for over 250 years.
That's right. Get yours today at AmericanPrideRoasters.com. That's AmericanPrideRoasters.com.
And cut.
I don't think APR has been around quite that long, guys.
Well, but what we do know for sure is that no APR coffee was thrown into the Boston Harbor in 1773.
Therefore, using transitive properties, since they didn't throw any in the harbor, clearly they liked it best.
At Romica Designs, we're more than just a laser engraving and specialty design company. Much more. I'm Ron Phillips, co-owner of Romica Designs, and if you can dream it, we can probably make it. We can custom laser cut and engrave on nearly all material. Great for one-of-a-kind gifts, home decor, business and specialty items, or personalized and logo designs created just for you or your company. Allow us to become your go-to gift and specialty project partner. Romica Designs can help make your ideas a reality. We're ready to help you design and create that special gift for any occasion or engrave your personal or business logo on just about any product. View our designs at RomicaDesigns.com or simply email us with your ideas. We specialize in custom design and we'd be honored to have the opportunity to discuss it with you. Call us at 817-400-4040, email info@RomicaDesigns.com or visit us on the web at RomicaDesigns.com.
Hi, this is Rhea from Sunday Long Live Radio. Do you like chill-out music? Maybe you want some background music or when friends around, or you're just having a barbecue, or you're just working and you want something chilled on in the background. We play Beach Bar Latin Lounge 24-7. Get the Caribbean beach feeling without going anywhere. Check out WBN324.com. When you get there, click WBN324 Chill Out FM. Relax and enjoy. I'll see you Sunday.
American Nuck Radio.
I would say the world's most underrated radio show, American Nuck Radio. This guy, Mike Phillip, is brilliant. I listen to him every day. Love your show. I really do. I'm a huge fan. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
American Nuck Radio.
High capacity, fully automatic, large caliber, freedom. Mojo 5-0.
Too much rouge.
AM950.com.
The show, Chet called me the Evel Knievel of radio. I said, what is that? Because I'm always wiping out. Explain yourself.
Explain myself. No, you do things, everything's live, and so you always take a risk every day. But when you bring somebody that's untrained, inexperienced, such as myself, you're really trying to jump the Snake River Canyon.
Well, it's easy to look good. Either that or it's a big mistake because I'm showing everybody actually how easy it is to do radio and, you know, a monkey riding a tricycle wearing a cowboy suit and smoking a cigar could do it. I want to play a short Paul Joseph Watson report on Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin is... Well, he sounds like the adult in the room, to be quite honest with you.
Vladimir Putin has blasted the West as, quote, completely insane for allowing children to be taught that there's no biological sex. During an event at the Valdai Discussion Club in Sochi, Putin said the woke crusade against traditional gender roles was, quote, subverting human nature.
The advocates of this new approach want to dismiss and destroy the very ideas, the concepts of man and woman. They're talking about parent number one and parent number two, the birthing parent instead of saying mother. Or, for example, they no longer like to say breastfeeding. They use feeding with human milk or something like that. It's completely insane.
Even a Russian president knows that.
Parallels between today's social justice mobs and communist revolutionaries in the 1920s who tried to forcibly alter behavior by deforming language.
In fact, this newspeak is something that they believe they could use to affect human consciousness.
Putin also blamed far-left parents for imposing their warped ideas on
children.
That's
the worst part.
Calling the process, quote, simply monstrous.
Children, from the very young age, children are being told that they have a choice in becoming a girl or a boy. They're actually almost being imposed that's being imposed on them. Without consulting any children's psychologists or any professionals, is a child really capable of making a decision like that? That almost seems like a crime against humanity. And all of it's done under the banners of progress.
I'm with Putin on this one.
The president concluded his commentary on the issue with an ominous warning.
Well, if they like that, let them do that and we'll see what happens.
This isn't the first time that Putin has skewered the clown world being built by Western progressives. He previously asserted that ruling elites have made liberalism obsolete because its new incarnation, quote, conflicts with the interests of the overwhelming majority of the population. He also said multiculturalism is, quote, no longer tenable. And it doesn't matter what you think of Putin, whether you think he's an autocrat, a dictator, or a monster. Fact is, he's right.
He's right. I never thought I would see this day, but here we are. I mean, what, Chet? See, I talked about this on the show yesterday, how I was kind of out of touch with what's actually going on in the world. Are you seeing a lot of this transgenderism in your neck of the woods in Redneck, Alabama?
You know, Mike, it's not as prevalent. I'm not saying it's not here, but I don't see it. I don't have children in school either, so
right.
I don't know really what's going on the ground there. I did walk into the grocery store a couple of weeks back behind a guy who thought he was a woman, dressed like a woman.
How did he look?
But was
not good.
Absolutely hideous.
You were not tempted?
It was a train wreck. You know, yeah. It was an absolute train wreck. You hate to look, but you just gotta.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We always, like, I grew up in a small town, and there was always a couple of guys that, like, you had a overweight old man that walked around in a tutu and lipstick. And, like, it was, it was more like you didn't hate them, you felt sorry for them. You know what I'm saying? Right. You knew something was wrong there, and it was widely understood that there was some serious problems there. And now to treat it like it's a legitimate, you know, no, those people need help. They don't need to be, you know, it's not something that should be accepted. It's something that should be pitied, and they need help.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it just reminded me of a time when I was young. If I saw something like that as a kid, it would instantly elicit mocking and ridicule from me, where my mother would promptly slap me in the back of my head and say, don't do that. That person
right.
needs help.
Exactly. Frank in Pennsylvania, he's worried. He's worried because he got the first request in after the last show. And he's concerned that I'm not going to play it. And so just to mess with his head, I'm going to play it right now. And this is the German version of 99 Luft balloons. I don't speak to, what does Luft mean? Is that air balloon? Is that red balloon?
Red.
Luft.
Yeah, I think it's red.
Luft is red.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I remember correctly, it's yeah.
Oh, Germany. It's no wonder they lost the war. They did good, but I mean, they're weird, right? My grandmother actually spoke German. 99 Luftballons for Frank in Pennsylvania. I'm guessing it's because he's half Amish. It's not his fault. This is actually a better version than the English one. Nina.
Hast du etwas Zeit für mich? Dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons auf ihrem Weg zum Horizont. Denkst du vielleicht grad an mich? Dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons und dass sowas von sowas kommt.
What's it like to be so wrong all the time, Chad? It turns out Luft is air.
Yeah, you know what? It's worked out really good for me so far.
Being wrong?
So, being wrong.
Being,
so.
Being a Luft head? Hey, it worked.
What it means now.
That was actually a remaster. I found the original, and I thought that one sounded cooler, actually. And so there you go, Frank. I took some liberty there, but just going off the chat room, it... looks like you liked it. You know what? We're coming up on the end of hour one. Let's go out with some Tom Petty. You're jamming me. Stop jamming me. I don't know what he meant by that. Maybe he was in jail.